What is Sausage Fest at Beaver Dick Park? Both real things.
The Idaho Falls Checkers made it to the playoffs.
What's the winter weather prediction for East Idaho?
And we check out the three folks running for Idaho Falls mayor.
It's right here, right now, tonight on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers.
Those that are keeping it tight, those that are hanging loose.
Hit that like button, subscribe, rate, comment, whatever you'd like to do to let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, bad jokes, and dad jokes.
Yes, good evening to everyone except for this bitch.
Ah, yes. The mom in the documentary, Unknown Number, the high school catfish, if you haven't seen that on Netflix. I mean, it's kind of spoiled for you if you've seen the memes already.
Right.
But still kind of a wild ride.
Yeah, either way, it's yikes on top of trikes.
Yeah. Let's just say somebody in the documentary ends up, terrorizing a group of kids over a group text for more than a year. And they use like an app, I guess, that randomizes the number every time so they can't block it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, and also, when did that become easier than just talking to each other?
Yeah, right.
Just a good old-fashioned conversation.
In person sometimes even works.
Right.
Did you feel there was one day last week, I'm not sure what day it was, if I had to guess, I would say Friday, where in the morning it was fall-like.
Oh, it was perfect.
Now, don't get in a fight with me over this, because it's still my favorite season, which is late summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fall yet.
Not quite.
It's not fall yet. It was fall-like one morning,
mm-hmm.
And it looks like, yeah, we're kind of coming down after the Eastern Idaho State Fair.
Right.
Into fall-like weather.
You know, you really are so lucky to have a September 12th birthday.
Yeah.
Because I have a January 25th birthday. And do you want to know what the weather is like then?
Mm.
Cold as fuck.
Yeah.
You could still potentially have a pool party or have a nice little indoor affair.
Yeah.
And it would be nice no matter what you did.
We went to an outdoor wedding.
Yeah.
This evening.
Oh, and it was perfect. I didn't need a jacket. It was amazing.
Let's get to that. We've got a few things here that we need to mention real quickly. First of all, congratulations, Dave and Debbie.
So cute as a couple, by the way. And such a nice little wedding.
A wonderful wedding. And you have a beautiful home, a beautiful mm-hmm. yard right along the Snake River.
And the catering was peak. Just fantastic. Oh. Those sliders. Oh my gosh, the poppy seeds.
And I think we must have had a cold night or something because mm-hmm. there were no mosquitoes. They had off.
None.
You guys thought of everything.
Yes.
Debbie, I'm betting that was you. If
she
I know
seems
you.
Like a planner.
And I think I do, yeah. Fellow realtor. Anyway, congratulations on your nuptials. Also, let's talk about this. Today, September 8th, is Tanner Scoresby Day.
Oh.
Ammon Mayer. We know Miracle Eddie.
Yes.
Has proclaimed today Tanner Scoresby Day. Now, he's the teenager that's fighting for his life. He's got T-cell lymphoblastic lymphoma.
Oh, sad.
It's a type of blood cancer.
Oh.
5 months of chemo. Hasn't been working.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's in Arizona for stem cell treatment. Sometimes that does work.
Yeah. Stem cells are really incredible.
We're pulling for you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
TannerScoresby.com. For best more information, luck. Yeah. And absolutely best of luck to you, buddy. Okay. Our attire, you may have noticed.
Carly's rocking a t-shirt? Who would have thought?
For a very special occasion. First of all, it's a pink t-shirt.
Yes, which does help.
A controversial choice, apparently.
Oh, really?
For these shirts. But it was once again, my Spidey sense went off last week. And I was like, when is that? Did we miss that? It was this past weekend, Saturday.
Right.
Sausage Fest at Beaver Dick Park.
I mean, I really just wanted the t-shirt because it said Beaver Dick on it. And I thought that was hilarious.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We made a big deal of it, I think, our first year.
Right.
And so you can't really tell. Do you want to stand up and show them?
Yeah, you know what?
So you see Sausage Fest. I don't know if you can see the Beaver Dick Park part.
Do a nice little like slow rotation.
The pig on there kind of reminds me of Spanky Ham from the most underrated adult animation
TV show
ever. drawn together.
Great ref, by the way.
Spanky Ham, played by none other than Adam Carolla.
Oh, funny. Huh.
So, yeah. Hmm. I would love to have our own summer party. But like, plus it, have a sausage fest. And, you know, since we're equal opportunity offenders here on IFAF, also have a clam bake and maybe a cornhole tournament.
Oh, I like that.
All together.
That's fun.
Right?
We call it IF Awesome Fest.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's still IFAF. Uh-huh. But, you know, the AF stands for something new.
I mean, I feel bad for copying because then we're a copycat, but it's such a good idea.
It is a good idea.
Somebody pointed out to me that the bad agency that we've had a go at the last couple of episodes, what they really did is they took an already existing business, Film Garage 208, that's got their own psych wall. They're famous for, having podcast studios.
Right.
And like basically copied the entire concept down to half their name. Anyway.
Yeah.
There's a word for that. It's called copycat. And then there's another word that often follows that, which is a phrase, I guess, also ran. You know, have you ever bet on horse racing?
No, I haven't. You know what? Bucket list.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to a racetrack. Yeah. Haven't they had horse racing at Sandy Downs where you can like,
For sure.
For charity, yes. I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and also at the fair, I know that they have horse races.
Yeah.
You know, should have done that last week.
So in horse race betting, there's win and that's first place.
Right.
If you lay the money down on win, they need to be first place. There's place, and that's first or second place.
Okay, fair.
And then there's show, and that's first, second, or third place.
Oh.
Okay, there's win. There's the W. Place. Yeah, all right. Silver medal.
Sure. Yeah.
It's still, you know.
First loser.
The first loser. Best loser.
Yeah.
And then show. You show up. That's like.
Participation trophy.
Participation trophy. Exactly. Exactly. You know, they say, what's the Woody Allen quote? Half of life is just showing up, or 80% of success is just showing up.
Yeah, right.
Show is participation trophy. And then there's also ran. It's a horse racing term. Like, oh yeah. And then there are all these other unmemorable.
They also ran.
Exactly. They also ran. Funny. And I think that's what designation you get when you copycat.
Interesting. Yeah. You know what? I think that's cool. Now, okay. I'm going to totally derail you and I'm so sorry for this, but I do think it's interesting.
Believe it or not, I'm off the track.
I love it.
That's the train has stopped.
Okay, so we also arrived at the station. But then we ran off the track. Yes. All right, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So so when you and I went to the fair, we could not find the rabbits.
No.
Which was a bummer because I love the rabbits.
And guts Master Buxton, that's why we couldn't find you in the Allstate's distributing booth, buddy.
I know.
What did we just
We tried so hard.
We did the entire circle.
And in the end it didn't even matter.
Thank you, Lincoln Park.
But point is, I ended up going a second time with a friend of mine, and we did find the rabbit barn, and it was so clearly marked. I felt really dumb for not seeing it. We literally went into the building right next door to it. Had we opened our eyes just a tiny bit, we would have seen it. But while I was in there,
sometimes when you're in a hurry, you get kind of blind.
Yeah. Well, and also it was hot. There were too many people. It was it was Labor Day weekend. It was too damn much, is what it was.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was Labor Day day.
Okay.
It was awful.
The day last show came.
Yes, yeah. Okay. And then I went again on Friday and it was lovely. Nice mild temperature, not too many people. It was great.
Thank you for bringing back them bimbo dogs with extra onion.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I brought myself back a turkey leg, which me and Ringo shared. It was great. We had it for dinner and then breakfast the next day. Oh, it was a lovely time. But point is, while I was in the rabbit barn, I saw some of the little ribbons that they gave them. And, you know, there were quite a few that were like, you know, best in show, etc. And then there was one that I thought was really interesting, and it was like best opposite of breed, which I have no idea what that means. Like, I have to assume that it is the pinnacle of what the breed is not.
Did you find it out and now you're about to explain it?
No, I haven't found it out. I'm hoping that we can do a little like follow up on it or something. I really should have looked this up before I brought it up. Because we were talking about the horse races, it reminded me of that.
I wonder if it's like, it's definitely that breed, and we have the DNA or whatever test to, or the
parents are perfect
to prove
it. This one, All of the genetics that you don't want, it has.
Well, okay. and this is a great segue into our first follow-up.
Right.
Which is the white buffalo that we talked about.
Yes.
I was thinking, okay, what would be an example of against the breed? Like, uh-huh. I don't know, a giraffe without the spots, a leopard without the spots.
Yeah.
You know, are there any? So, okay, the white buffalo, there was a big deal earlier this year in Yellowstone, an albino buffalo was born. It fulfilled a Lakota prophecy.
Yeah.
They named it something sacred.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody said, hey, there's some white buffalo. Everybody know where Beach's Corner is? Everybody with me?
That stinker station on the Northgate Mile?
Is it? Yes, UConn? It's sort of past the, the stinker station on Hit and Yellowstone Highway. Mm-mm. The one with the warning, do not laugh at the tourist sign that got stolen?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So that it couldn't be in the Museum of Idaho exhibit?
Right.
That sign.
Oh, still a shame. You know what? If you have it and you want to, like, you know, get rid of it, just give it to us. We won't even tell anyone who it is.
They had a no questions asked return policy.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just to the north. All right, let's play the video here so you see how the story ends. The story ends with us seeing the white buffalo.
Right.
And now you get to two. But I'll tell you how I got there. So Beach's Corner, somebody put a map saying, okay, the white buffalo should be right about here. So thank you, Internet. I went there. And I didn't mean to, but I guess I stopped a house early, which was a happy accident because when I got out, and it was a friendly looking place, you know, had a sign for eggs. Right. I'm like, oh, I'm in. Had a sign for these premises are under surveillance 24/7 video camera. I'm like, okay.
Very communicative.
Yes, very communicative. Good communication and obviously open to visitors if they've got a sign for eggs.
Yeah.
So let's see how they are in the white buffalo department. The guy comes out. He introduces himself. I say, you look familiar. He said, you sound familiar. And I said, well, I'm Mike Nelson. He said, well, I'm Mike Toombs. Now, if that name sounds familiar, but you can't quite place it, he's the owner or the former owner of Sunrise Cleaning.
Oh, gotcha.
Who advertised on my radio station during my 10-year tenure.
Right, right.
Right, as a wacky radio morning DJ at the local Easy Rock station
as
here in town.
That guy, yeah.
Yeah. So we're like, oh, hey, game recognizes game. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. They're actually owned by the guy to the south of me, but boarded by the guy to the north of me. Let's go take a look.
Hilarious, by the way.
And
like, that's just such a little small town story.
Exactly.
I love that.
So is this an albino buffalo? I need an animal expert here. Or is it just a...
Or is she just blonde?
Right. Is it a cream colored?
I can't tell buffalo. Is the thing. I can't tell if this is just a blonde buffalo who's very clean or a white buffalo who's very dirty. You know? Uh-huh. Either way, certainly not the purest of white, not driven snow, you know, but like, you know, some snow that's been mucked through a little.
And they're awfully tame. They're, you know, you can see from the video, they came to an arm's length away from me to take a close look.
Nice.
And see what was going on. I pulled a dumbass move and I reached my arm out.
Did you try to pet the fluffy cow?
I tried to pet the fluffy cow. And Mike stopped me. He said, I wouldn't do that if I were you. And I brought my arm back and I said, oh, right. Idiot. Facepalm. Yeah. Stupid.
You literally said earlier this season that anyone after that point, you had to laugh at. And you were almost that guy.
And he said, funny, not because it's a buffalo and it'll charge you, but because you were reaching over an electric fence. And, and had my arm gone down just a little bit.
Okay, fair.
He said, I promise you, if you've ever been shocked by an electric fence, it's memorable.
You know what?
You won't forget that.
I have.
Yeah.
So I was working the Garth Brooks show. They were housing us in an Airbnb. And right next door was a little ranch. Now, I was wearing some like pink brand sweatpants. And I went over to pet a horse through the fence because it was so cute and it was a little baby. And of course I was going to pet it.
Of course.
I didn't think anything of it. I don't even remember there being a sign, but there probably was that I didn't notice because I was so distracted by the little baby critter, you know, and I went over to pet it and I sort of leaned into the fence a little and my thigh touched it just a little. And I was like, oh, something bit me. And then my pants were ruined. They had a little burn mark, a little scorch mark on them. Yeah.
Oh, wild. Now,
they
okay.
were blush pink, so I think that had they been black, you wouldn't have noticed, but...
Sure.
But yeah, I've been zapped. And yeah, memorable, but also it's not that bad.
Well, it sounds like you got off easy. Like, yes. you weren't like...
It was a quick little brush.
Like, had your body weight, like trying to climb yeah, the fence, I would imagine right. would be the worst way to experience an electric fence.
Yes, yes. Mine was a quick brush right that I was already moving away by the time I touched it.
Yeah.
You know? Now, had I leaned into it, it probably would have been very uncomfortable, but it was fine.
So, all's well that ends well. Last episode, we're like, hey, local news, can you do a story on this? They didn't. We did. There you go. There's the white buffalo.
You're welcome.
He said, it's okay to show where it is on the map. He said, we get people driving by all the time. Just, I would say, please respect the fact that it is private property.
Right.
Don't be, you know, going there at 2 a.m. Don't be trying to jump on the buffalo. Or,
yeah, no. You
know, don't be a dick.
Yeah. You can go look, don't touch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, if I remember correctly, you said that there were also camels there, right?
There's camels to the south. The guy has camels.
So funny.
Yeah, so he's got white buffalo, camels. I think he, yeah.
Man.
I didn't see like a liger farm or anything.
No Joe Exotic stuff going on.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Cool, though. Sounds like he's got some big, interesting critters.
Okay, we talked about... And I've got all these in my house currently.
Yeah.
We've talked about Mike's Hard Lemonade, mm-hmm. of course. We've right. talked about Mike's Hot Honey,
uh-huh.
Mike's Amazing Mayo, and now, from Sam's Club, Mike's Popcorn. Popcorn.
I will say, out of all of them, I think that Mike's Amazing Mayo sounds the best.
Yeah,
like, it just rolls off the tongue nice.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, you mean like sounds, that like sonically?
Yeah, like it sounds, yeah, the consonants work well together.
So we're not going to put on airs and do like an entire treat time, but they have Mike's Buttered. Oh, whoa, that smells great.
I was going to say, I noticed that this is cheese popcorn.
Yeah.
Now, okay.
They've got buttered cheddar and this is, they've got buttered white popcorn and this is cheddar.
Yum. Okay. Did you happen to notice if they had cheese and caramel, the Chicago style popcorn?
No.
Okay. So when I was a kid, I remember my grandma and grandpa got that big old tin of popcorn and it had cheese and caramel and white cheddar, you know? And I remember as a kid thinking, ew, cheese and caramel together, disgusting. Because I was a kid and I didn't know better, but as an adult.
Sweet and savory.
Oh, sweet and savory is where it's at, babe.
We bout that Chicago mix.
Oh, I know.
I feel like the Indiana Jones eating dates gif, or no, Indian food gif, because it's from Temple of Doom, and he's like, he's got the smile on his face, he's going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
I could just keep this in my lap and eat it the whole time.
It's got
this is as big as my torso.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
it's huge.
This goes from the end of my pelvis up to my collarbone.
What have we done here? I guess this Mike's since 1968. All right. Never heard of it before, but that's kind of how it got. I wonder if it was a regional favorite somewhere, but it's got a shamrock, right? As a...
Yeah. A little clover.
A three-leaf clover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's
I wonder if Mike is Irish.
I would have to assume so.
I wonder if he's an angry leprechaun.
I'd hope not.
Not bad.
Not bad. Pleasant.
Does it leave me wanting more? No, I'm good. Can we, put it back over here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to sit it over there? We'll clean it up after the show.
Sorry, Rango.
Aw, sad boy.
None for you, buddy.
You have had so many. Go lay down. He had a turkey leg for breakfast this morning.
You
He's
mentioned,
fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
leftover
steak.
From the Eastern Idaho State Fair.
He had a hell of a breakfast. Mm-hmm.
Spoiled little rat.
Spoiled.
A lot of people asking, why is it so smoky? Commenting on the air quality.
Oh, yeah.
It was smoky.
I saw that red sun.
Mm-hmm. It was, I opened my blinds, or I didn't even need to open my blinds. When the morning sun came in and it was orange instead of yellow, I was like, I know what that is.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, it's not as bad as it has been.
No.
Or could be. Like, it's sometimes it's been like this from June to September.
Yeah, agreed.
And this just happened...
Late August, early September.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad.
But here's our reminder. TV weathermen hate this one simple iPhone trick. Let's take a look at your weather app and how you can tap the little book or map at the bottom. It'll give you choices to look at precipitation, wind, air quality. And you can select wind to see where... the air in Idaho Falls is coming from. In this case, it's coming from the north, you see.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And
that
then,
old north wind.
And then you hit air quality, and you see that, there's a bunch of wildfires in Canada and the entire Pacific Northwest. We're actually on the tail end of it.
Right.
As it comes from sort of, I think, the northwest down to us.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah. All right. That's what's happening. If you're ever wondering, there you go. A lot of people were posting. There's apps, I guess, that just tackle where the wildfires are.
Oh.
And
wow.
And there's a bunch.
I mean, there's an app for everything. So
right. This is just going to be a dump for the next 7 minutes. Is that okay?
Love it.
Comments and follow ups. Just put them all together and blow right through them. Because we went to the wedding today and we had a great time and our show just didn't get planned. So there.
Yeah.
Okay. One story that I was just gutted that we missed as Burning Man closed out. A couple, Kayla Thompson of Salt Lake City, didn't even know she was pregnant. I still don't know how that's possible.
I mean, I can kind of see it, but it depends on how far along you are.
It's such a rare thing to have happen that there was a whole reality show about it.
Right.
I didn't even know I was pregnant.
Was she at the end of her pregnancy when she found out she was pregnant?
I mean, I guess so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, that is crazy to me.
She went to Burning Man and had her baby.
Oh, wow.
Wednesday, August 27th in a motorhome. So good luck to mom and dad.
Better than some hospitals, I guess.
And baby.
According to some people.
I hope you didn't do a lot of drugs at Burning Man.
Right? I wonder if she named him Mr. Burns.
Because
Burning Man, funny.
Excellent. Elsie's Closet commented, hey, you guys, you know that slime comes with a care card and some powder that refreshes it. Remember the thing I said I completely ignored when she handed me the bag and the slime?
Yeah.
I guess that's important. And had I paid attention, it's all on me.
Well, and also, for being a slime that needed to be refreshed, it was still pretty dang good.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And I can't get over how the pink stuff smelled.
Oh, it was so good.
Just fantastic.
Yeah. I asked her, and she said she didn't quite remember exactly what the scent was, but it was like a mix of like cherry and strawberry or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said it smelled pink.
Oh, it did smell pink.
She also said, Natalie from Elsie's Closet also said that there's some new fall slimes coming.
Yes.
So yay us.
Which is so fun.
She's going to hook us up on those. Dangerous roads in Montana. We got a lot of crap this time, you guys. We talked about the three dangerous roads in this supposed AI article that Montana was going to the Sun Road. It was the, let me try to say this. Scalcaho Road.
Yeah, you got roasted for that.
Scalcaho, I think I said.
Yeah, which also pretty close. Just saying, you put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
The important thing is, like a bad agency that makes a typo in their first foray into advertising, the important thing is you tried there, little buddy. You'll get them next time, champ.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so I tried. Anyway, here, no sooner had we done that bit about how hazardous the Beartooth Highway is than, is this the Wyoming State Police? Anyway, they posted a video. This happened over Labor Day weekend. Sunday, August 31st, near mile marker 27, a Ford Mustang lost control, drifted off the road, and rolled. Driver was not seriously injured, but boy, that looks bad.
Jeez, thank goodness.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Driver's side.
That's terrible. See, that is my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going around a turn too fast and put a dip it up.
Oh, terrible.
Right, but more specifically off of a ledge
type
situation.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because, I mean, you're way more likely to die there, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, I imagine the car, like, sort of flipping and bouncing at the same time, like a bouncy ball.
Yeah. Ugh.
Horrifying.
I also got a raft of shit for being surprised that the freshest potatoes in the grocery store are, what do you know, at harvest time. And I guess I should have, I'm not going to walk the bit back or anything, but I just want to mention, that's not really what surprised me. What surprised me is, that means the potatoes right before then.
Uh-huh. Like a year old.
I just assumed, I know we get a lot of produce from like Mexico.
Right.
Or even Arizona, depending on the months we go for, you know, the colder it is here, the farther down toward the equator we go to get our produce shipped back up here.
Yes, exactly.
So I just assumed the same thing was happening with potatoes.
Yeah.
Nope. No.
Idaho famous for a reason, babes.
Okay. Rodney Norman?
Okay.
Remember this guy?
Hey, you know, you can just do stuff. Like, you don't need anybody's permission or anything. You just kind of come up with weird stuff you want to go do. You can just go do it.
Love that guy. And he's been here a couple times.
Advice that I sincerely took to heart, by the way.
Yeah. He started following us on Facebook.
So, hi, Rodney.
Hi, Rodney. Doing? Great to have you. He's got a couple of accounts, and this is one of them. And we encourage you to follow him. I didn't know he grew up in Utah and was a Marine at some point. Anyway.
Hilarious. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Fun little connections.
Really interesting guy. We did the story about how 5 hospitals in Idaho got a C grade from a nonprofit sort of watchdog organization called Leapfrog. Mm-hmm. And 4
pad.
Yeah. 4 out of the 5 were here in East Idaho.
Uh-huh.
They were. Can I do this by memory? Mountain View Hospital, Idaho Falls Community Hospital, Portneuf
mm-hmm.
Hospital.
That one I remember.
I don't know their full name. And Madison Memorial Hospital.
Yes, right.
Okay. And then people who obviously worked for the hospitals that we named. You know, we can click your username and see where you, right? If you provide that information, which you did. Anyway, they, I don't know, were butthurt or something and did point out something that we should point out, which is a lot of this is self-reporting. And so a lot of the hospitals self-report and some refuse to self-report. And some of these commenters made the absolute legit point. Gosh, why would you report to an organization that may chuck you under the bus, I guess?
Right.
I would, if I were going to argue, which I'm not, guys, we just read an Idaho Statesman story that we thought was relevant to this area. Mm-hmm. And by the way, thought it was also interesting that no other news organization here on this side of the state reported these facts.
Right.
Could it be because, I thought to myself, that these hospitals are really big advertisers, mm-hmm. like really big.
Yeah.
Like you would lose a considerable chunk of your annual budget if you pissed them off and they decided not to advertise on your medium.
That in mind, feel free to sponsor us anytime.
Yeah. You know what? You want us to skip this story in 6 months when it comes around again? I kid. But that sort of highlights the necessity for what we're doing.
Yeah.
Anyway, Leapfrog says they do have a method of calculating a score even if the hospitals don't report.
Oh, wow.
The commenters, both of them, one on Reddit and one on Facebook, almost made it sound like my interpretation of what the commenters on these platforms made it sound like when defending these hospitals named by Leapfrog in this grading was they almost made it sound like Leapfrog was the mafia.
Oh, wow.
Offering protection for those hospitals that did participate. And if you didn't participate, they were going to give you a low score. That was almost the implication I got from the comments. I would hate to believe that was true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And finally, our last follow-up, the Old Farmer's Almanac winter weather prediction. Who's excited?
You are.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I think I still have popcorn in my teeth.
Oh, I know, right? I can feel it in my molars over here. I'm going to have to go in with a flosser later.
Yeah, no bueno. I'll do it during the break.
Yep.
The winter weather prediction for 2025-2026, Region 13, Intermountain, that's us, along with Spokane, Pendleton, Boise, Reno, Salt Lake City, Grand Junction, Colorado, Flagstaff, Arizona. Maybe we need to add those places to our Mormon corridor, Jello Belt, I-15 corridor,
Jello Belt.
One city inland description of the show and the area that we serve.
Right.
We use the Old Farmer's Almanac definition. Says that we're going to have a mild winter with mixed precipitation and fluctuating snow amounts.
Oh.
Temperatures above normal, snowfall below normal.
Oh, neat. Okay, now when they say mixed precipitation, are we saying that there will be rain and snow, or what do we mean exactly?
Yeah, sort of mixed quantities of precipitation, because even though they have us as one region, the Region 13 Intermountain, there's quite a bit of difference in the weather between Spokane and like Grand Junction.
Okay.
So the northern part of the region and the southern part of the region.
Right.
Going to be coldest late November, early December.
Sounds about right.
Also in early February, Which tracks.
Yep.
Totally tracks.
Yeah.
But that's only 3 cold snap periods.
That's not that bad.
And how cold are they going to be?
Yeah.
Remember the headline, this whole thing, description started with mild winter.
I mean, that sounds nice. Yeah. About dang time, if you ask me.
Snowiest periods, late January, early February, late March.
It's always late January. You know what? I was saying earlier, you're so lucky that you've got a late summer birthday because then you could do any birthday party you wanted. Yeah. As a kid, I couldn't. It always had to be indoors.
My birthday rocks and I'm super cool.
Yeah. Bunch of shit.
And it's this Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post.
Ladies, go thrifting at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry. Knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags. And now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-Shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-Shirts.com. Lincoln Post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Idaho Falls, IFAF.
Oh my goodness.
The in sound.
That's right.
For the in town.
What's that?
IF.
You heard me.
Idaho, USA.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So patriotic at the end.
And your jazz hands with spirit fingers?
Oh, yeah.
Just so you know, we only make fun of people that deserve it. Right? You know that by now, right? And come on, admit it. I don't go too hard on too many things. On too many things. Comfort Inn. Right, Comfort Suites, sorry.
Yeah, right.
With the sign that's still up for over... Again? It's Comfort Suites.
Right, right. Wrong sign.
Sign that... Yeah, the sign says quality. Yeah,
right.
Two plus years now.
Yeah.
Haven't changed the sign.
A whole hot minute.
Yeah. So, hey, Tag and Go. Glad you're here. Welcome to the area. We see that you're promoting local. 7 locations in East Idaho. A lot of people up in the comments saying they love Tag and Go.
Some detractors, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tag and Go, bit of advice. If you're going to say locals love Tag and Go Car Wash, and then also local car wash, real people, maybe show the exterior establishing shot of Idaho.
Right.
We all see that. We all know it's Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do a local version of your thing.
I mean, there is so much B-roll drone footage just hanging out on the internet that you could just snatch right up.
We can smell that a mile away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I will say, we've already given them a little bit of shit before because I mean, frankly, Rubber Ducky is a better name. Sorry, I'm just going to say it, all right? I will say I did really like their free car washes, though. That was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
We took advantage of that. We took full advantage of that.
Absolutely. I think I got like 4 car washes out of them.
We are such mercenaries.
Yeah.
We saw this, obviously, AI art. That's not what stopped us in our tracks. What stopped us in our tracks was the sentiment and how it's completely right. If you're just listening, it says Pocatello, the Ogden of Idaho. And yeah. We were at a wedding, like we mentioned earlier this evening. Mm-hmm. Met a nice couple from Pocatello. Uh-huh. Now we can't plug them in their business because of what I'm about to relate to you, because I'm not sure they'd want to be attached to this comment. But
right.
They're a very nice couple, live in Pocatello. And we were talking with them, and she said, well, you know, Idaho Falls shows very nicely.
Yes.
Pocatello doesn't show nicely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what that means, but okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Maybe Idaho Falls has some more picturesque, I don't know,
communities,
Instagrammable things about it than Pocatello does.
I mean, at the very least, we have the falls.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't really think of like a really great landmark for Pocatello. Maybe like the hills there.
Pocatello has the train tracks.
Yeah.
The flying Y.
Right. Yeah. Nothing really beautiful.
Yeah. Maybe the hills.
Yeah. Even the hills, though, are like deserty, you know?
Anyway, let's talk about this for just a second, because I have stated this on our show before, and it's nice to see somebody else support this, even with a crappy piece of AI art. I believe that East Idaho is the mirror image of the Salt Lake City Valley.
Agreed.
Let's think about the Salt Lake City Valley first. Mm-hmm. From north to south, Ogden.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, we're not even going to judge them at all. We're just going to say Ogden.
Yeah. If you know, you know.
Then there's Salt Lake City in the middle. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, I don't know.
What's hip and happening?
The cool town?
Yeah.
The big town?
Yeah.
The one on the map. It's called the Salt Lake Valley. Salt Lake City Valley. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then past the point of the mountain, there's a bunch, but there's Provo. And that's where BYU is.
Mm-hmm.
Is this all sounding familiar now? Because if you work south to north.
Yep.
Going up East Idaho, you got Pocatello.
Mm-hmm.
You got Idaho Falls. That's what we do a podcast about.
Right, because it's hip and happening.
And then the town to the north that's super religious and conservative, BYU, Idaho, Rexburg.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does that make Pocatello? It makes it the Ogden of Idaho.
Right.
That's what it makes it. That's how it is.
Guys. I love that someone else had the exact same thought. And felt like it was so relatable that they put it on a thing.
Now, maybe they didn't put as much thought into it as I just brain dumped onto you.
Right, right.
But
or maybe they did.
Or maybe they did. Yeah, because they don't explain why they say that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I'm not going to... All I'm going to say about Pocatello is we have chosen to live in Idaho Falls. You know, every town, have you noticed, makes fun of a town, one town over that's a little smaller.
And a little shittier.
A little more podunk. And for us, it's not Pocatello. It's Rigby.
Yeah.
We really ought to, you know what we ought to do? I was thinking about this. We ought to move it all the way to Mud Lake.
You know what? With a name like that.
People, so that's the town we're going to make fun of from now on.
I love it.
Not Pocatello, not Rigby, Mud Lake.
Mud Lake, yeah.
Okay. So, all right, that's good. We'll scratch that.
Well, and I will say, every other week of the year, maybe even Blackfoot.
Maybe. Right. That's not
mm-hmm.
what last week was. Easter right. State Fair.
Yeah, it gets one week where it's great. All the rest of the weeks of the year.
I mean, they also have the Idaho Potato Museum, so.
Right, right.
Oh, hey, Miss America pageant was last night.
Yes.
Did Miss Idaho Ellie Daniels win? If she didn't, damn it, she should have.
Right.
And if she did, oh my God, can you believe it?
I mean, obviously, of course we can. She's a little cutie patootie.
No doubt in my mind.
Yep.
She was going to make it.
Yeah.
Okay. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how we do that. When we're doing the show before it happens, but the show comes out after it happens.
Right, right.
Okay. I feel like there's a couple of downer stories that we have to do. What did we do last week that I didn't want to do, but we have to do? Because now I guess we have some credibility.
I know, right? How weird is that?
It's weird.
Like, we actually got media passes to the fair.
Right. That was a first for us. We were, no, it's not true. Museum of Idaho.
Yes.
Has us on their media list too.
Yeah.
It's happening. Slowly but surely, we're becoming establishment. And I told you, I was not looking forward to that either.
Right.
Because then we can't talk as much shit.
But I mean, also, it's kind of nice to kind of sort of be making it, you know?
I guess. I don't know. What do we get for that?
I don't know. Some praise.
Whatever.
Couple of kudos.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Some slaps on the back.
What can you buy with that? Victor Perez, you remember, teen with autism.
Right.
Shot a number of times in just a few seconds after, less than 30 seconds after arrival.
Right.
I want to say less than 20 seconds after arrival.
It was incredibly quick.
By some Pocatello police officers. They won't face charges in the fatal shooting.
I do think it's interesting that the lead on the investigation was the Bannock County Sheriff's Office, just saying.
All right. Well, Victor Perez's family attorney says litigation is going to start in earnest.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another, in my opinion, miscarriage of justice story to do. Again, just this one especially heart-wrenching. The internet says, who needs Epstein Island when you have Fremont County? This is Temu Brock Turner, a.k.a. Candon Dolly.
Right.
He was just sentenced to 180 days for the SA of a 7-year-old over the course of 5 years.
Not even one whole year in jail.
6 months.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to go on to the registry. The National Offender Registry.
That's some bullshit.
Why?
Yeah, right.
Is it because he was a BYU baseball player?
Why is it that men being good at sports just like gets them off the hook?
Right, like Brock Turner?
That's so stupid.
Why do we hear so many like, oh, well, he's got his whole life. And what this guy will do, I guarantee you, he'll do what Brock Turner did, which is change his name,
mm-hmm.
start using his middle name, whatever that
right,
is.
Right, right.
And, you know, grow some facial hair and move to the middle of nowhere
mm-hmm.
and try to start a new life.
We'll still find you. Don't worry.
Well,
and you want to talk about who's got their whole life ahead of them. What about this kid?
Exactly. It's ridiculous. It's been called despicable and disgusting.
You know what? Maybe she'll get older and she'll get really good at soccer. And then finally, there might be some justice.
Right.
Insane.
I hate reporting on that. It breaks my heart. I hate to see it happen. I don't get it. And it's nice to see that I am not alone. There's a lot of outraged people on the internet.
As they should be.
Totally unrelated story. I wanted to put it in here somewhere, just so it's on the record. There's a record number of students enrolled at BYU Idaho this year.
Oh, interesting.
Like to the point where they're having housing issues.
Oh, wow.
Right. Huh. So just a big class.
Oh, interesting. I wonder why so many. Maybe because it's affordable?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. You know, if all of the other options are too expensive,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's a nice, clean little town, I could see the appeal.
When COVID happened,
right.
and a lot of people, including us here in East Idaho, but also outside of East Idaho,
mm-hmm.
sort of reevaluated their priorities.
Yeah.
Fuck ton of people got divorces, myself included.
Yep.
We were late. We were a little late on it. Were you too? Yeah, you were too.
Yeah, you and I got, you and I both got divorced around the same time.
Like mm-hmm. those kind of major life decisions.
Got divorced, moved. The main thing was that a lot of folks were finally working remote and could go anywhere they wanted without worrying about finding a new job.
So the big question they asked themselves, I believe, was where can I go to work remote? If I can work mm-hmm. from anywhere in the world, where's a good quality of living?
Right.
That's
relatively affordable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was here. And then and then, you know, a lot of people want to blame, I think, greedy sellers for jacking up prices of homes. Guys, I'm here to tell you from an objective third party stance, that's not what happened. What happened is desperate buyers wanting into homes in that 2-year period from the time everybody started moving here in 2020 to the peak of the market in spring of 2022.
Yep.
Buyers, and I watched it happen. I represented some myself.
Uh-huh.
They saw a $500,000 home that they liked.
Mm-hmm.
They bid $500. They lost it. Next $500,000 home they liked, they offered $510. Still lost it. 520, 530, 540, 550, finally got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, in my opinion, in my view, from where I'm sitting, and we have a lot of data to support this now looking back, that's why the houses here got so expensive.
Right.
And then that sort of segues into this post. Idaho Falls is becoming Seattle. Woman sleeping in my yard, refuses to leave, says she has rights to sleep there. Called the cops. Hopefully they show soon. I pay taxes for this. First of all, damn f***ing post an incomplete story.
Right.
Don't post after you call the cops and before they show up.
Yeah. Yeah. Give them time to show up at least.
There's internet etiquette. Okay. On Imgur. Are you familiar with that?
I love Imgur.
Image sharing site for Reddit. That's how they started out. Now they have their own thing. Just a cesspool of idealistic kids, if you ask me, sometimes.
Well, I know, but I like the memes.
But they had a guy who was like, and this was, I don't know, over 10 years ago, found a safe in his house and posted a picture. Hey, guys, look at this. I just bought this house. There's a safe in the basement. Check that out. And the internet lit him up.
Yeah.
Because you don't do that.
Right.
You open the damn safe.
Yes. Yes. You take a picture before, then you get a locksmith, you open the safe, you take a picture after, and then you post it.
So bad form, poster. Bad form. Anyway, it turned into a real discussion about natives versus transplants.
Okay.
And their attitudes toward this thing happening. And yeah, there were a lot of just zero compassion comments, like turn on your sprinklers, hit them with a water hose.
Right.
Things that you could do to get homeless people off of your lawn. But we've heard reports of them hanging out in the Japanese friendship garden.
Sure. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in the bathrooms over there too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We've got more graffiti now.
Right.
The hell's going on, Idaho Falls?
Well, not to sound too much like a bleeding heart, but mm-hmm. I think that it really does come down to a lack of resources. You know, when people have nowhere else to go, they will find somewhere.
Right.
There really aren't a lot of options for people. And it's so sad to see so many people struggling and suffering when it feels like it should be a relatively simple fix.
You know what we need? A new mayor.
There we go.
That'll solve everything. So.
Yeah. Yeah. New mayor. Get more housing for people. Help folks out.
Rebecca Casper did a really nice sort of opinion editorial. What do you call those? In the Post Register that we'll get to here in just a second. But, you know, this is her last year. So, election day is what? November, I want to say 4th?
Which also, with it being her last year, like, now's the time to do some crazy shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Right?
Push some stuff through.
Now, three candidates have filed to run for mayor, mm-hmm. and we will tell you about them real quick. There's Jeffrey Aldridge.
Mm-hmm.
He's 42. He grew up in Washington State, moved to Idaho Falls in 2020. Remember when I said I was going to mention a COVID transplant?
Yeah.
This is him. He's never held public office, but he calls Idaho Falls one of the last great places to raise a family. His website to learn more, Jeff4IF.com. Now,
I will say, very catchy.
Jeff4IF.
Yeah. Cute. I saw the signs and I remember thinking like, ooh, that sounds good.
I mean, it rhymes.
Yeah. I love a good rhyme.
Then there's Lisa Burtonshaw. She seems to be the one who has the biggest budget, doesn't she?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen more of her ads than anybody else.
I've seen billboards. And I mean, billboards are spendy. Yeah. So,
Lisa Burtonshaw, 51. She's lived here all her life.
Okay.
She graduated. I think she went to Dora Erickson, graduated from Bonneville High School.
All right.
She just did 4 years on the city council.
Okay. She sounds incredibly qualified then.
She does.
Yeah.
Actually, Lisa Burtonshaw. .com. Then there's Christian Ashcraft, 32. Now, he grew up and has lived all his life, I believe, in Hamer. Where the hell's that? Well, coincidentally, it's near Mud Lake. No, it's...
Sorry, I didn't mean to cackle.
If you go northwest on I-15, about 30 miles north of Idaho Falls.
Okay.
So it is definitely a bedroom community.
Sure, sure. He probably came here on the weekends a ton.
Yeah, he's got degrees from BYU. Idaho.
Okay.
And BYU. He was the Idaho Falls Economic Development Administrator in 2022, but only for a year. Huh? Now, here's a couple
still
of
something?
couple of huge pluses that mm-hmm. set Christian Ashcraft apart in my book. For starters, he owns Big Papa's Fries food truck.
Oh.
Delicious.
Okay, now you've had his food then, yes. is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, well, and I do like the big, like the papas is kind of a pun in Spanish, because papa, like potato.
Oh.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
All right. But he also follows IFAF.
Well, there we go.
I believe he's the only mayoral candidate that follows IFAF.
Yeah, what the hell, Jeff and Lisa?
Now, are we the kind of show that we're going to put our stamp of approval on? Are we going to endorse a political candidate, Carl?
You know,
I don't feel like we're worthy.
I don't feel like I've done enough research, and yeah. I don't want to mislead anyone. You know, I want to feel very, like, I want to have strong convictions before I endorse anybody.
Yeah.
And I have not done the research. I'm so sorry. I feel like such a loser. But I had a lot going on. Dang it. It was the fair. We had a wedding. Things were happening.
It's been busy.
Yeah.
So we're not going to endorse Christian or any candidate. But
I knew there was a but.
If we did. Okay. Let's get to Rebecca Casper's opinion column titled, Thank You, Idaho Falls. It appeared in the Post Register. I had to bypass their paywall and throw it into ChatGPT to get it summarized to bring you this. Basically, she thanks residents for 12 years as mayor, reiterates she won't seek a fourth term in November, praises community volunteers and the need for consistent, transparent, fair city policies mm-hmm. as Idaho Falls grows.
Agreed.
Argues that leadership should be dynamic. Mayoring is a temporary stewardship, not a permanent post. Goes into her personal plans. She's not retiring. She intends to rebuild her savings, travel, and pursue private sector work. All right.
Okay, neat.
That cush job. That cush private sector job.
I mean, I will say having mayor on your resume does sound pretty damn good.
Yeah, right?
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, if she's not working at the INL in like 2 years, I'm going to be shocked.
Miracle Eddie, I think, has the same thing in front of him.
Yeah.
In the next 5 months, while she's still in office, she's going to make a smooth transition.
Mm-hmm.
She urges voters to be discerning.
Mm-hmm.
Consider running if standards aren't met. Oh, yeah, okay.
There we go.
Well, it is at this time that I announce that I sure as hell won't be running. Okay.
Ah, which is such a shame. Just saying. We could like have a little photo shoot. It would be so cute.
She stresses that Idaho's odd year nonpartisan city elections should remain nonpartisan
mm-hmm.
to avoid yeah. divisive partisanship.
She's not wrong.
And she has confidence in the community. TLDR, Casper stepping down after 12 years, thanking the community, prepping a smooth handoff, urging civic engagement, defending nonpartisan practical local governance. All right. Thanks, Rebecca.
Honestly, that all sounds pretty damn good.
And now sports. What sports do we have? Oh. Chuckers are playoff bound.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. They're
Hell
going
yeah.
They're going to the playoffs this Thursday, September 11th.
Well, and you know how I feel about the Chuckers.
Friday,
especially their pants.
They got that cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ow, ow.
I mean, it'd be too much to make a bat and a balls joke, right? Or a glove joke?
Love glove?
All right.
We're getting there. We'll work on it.
The playoffs are this Thursday, September 11th, my birthday, the 12th, and if necessary, the 13th. Go Chuckers!
Go Chuckers.
First time in the playoffs since 2021.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good to see you boys really bringing it home.
When you hear that jingle jing, you know it's a snacktacular thing.
It's treat time. Such a neat time. Better than smelling feet time.
Today we're trying the limited edition and obviously delicious Oreo and Reese's Peanut Butter Cup collab cookie.
It's treat time!
Was that just perfect?
Perfect.
It felt perfect. Just like these, by the way.
It seems to me this is an about time sort of thing.
Honestly, as soon as I saw it, I was like, why the hell hasn't this already happened?
Well, and I honestly didn't even want to do this as a treat time because...
You want to break into them?
Like, no, I mean, there's no question. Our opinion of these is not going to influence your purchase yeah. whatsoever. That's so 60s. I know. I love it.
And the orange and blue together, honestly, so fun.
An Oreo chocolate cookie. with Reese's peanut butter cream. I mean, come on. Like,
I'm so pissed.
It's they didn't a no-brainer. But then again, I'm also about playing the hits.
You know what? Do you know the Chips Ahoy Reese's cookies that they do?
Oh, right. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Reese's peanut butter chips.
Which are so good. Mm-hmm. You know, and like, really, it's so obvious. Like, why did we not do this sooner? I'm so glad that we're finally here. What a time to be alive. Oh, it already smells so good.
It's so crazy when you go to the ice cream section and there's like cereal flavored ice cream.
Oh my gosh, like the Little Debbie ice creams.
Yeah.
Oh, delicious.
Lucky Charms flavored ice cream. What?
You know what? I feel like I saw a really crazy Little Debbie thing. I think it was a Reese's Little Debbie thing.
I
need to look it up, but there have been some crazy things coming out lately and they've been so good.
I'm going to say
Mikey McGeikey.
I'm going to say hand me two.
Oh, yeah.
Why f*** around?
Oh, rizzle my nizzle.
Okay.
I mean, really, how can these not be great?
Right.
Joy. Unadulterated joy. That's just delightful. That's so good.
Exactly what I thought. It almost tastes like, no, it's definitely, okay, I definitely get the Reese's brand peanut butter cream taste. For a hot minute there, it started out tasting just like a regular old Nutter Butter.
Thank you. Yes, it kind of did, huh? Mm,
yeah.
Yeah. You know what? What's that one? Nutty Buddy? I think it's a Nutty Buddy.
That's a Little Debbie too, isn't it?
Yes. Not?
Okay.
So when we were at the fair food tasting, Don from The Wolf was talking about it, and he couldn't quite remember the name, and then he texted me later, and he was like, it's a Nutty Buddy. And as soon as he said it, I was like, oh, of course, because that was one of my favorite snacks as a kid. And the peanut butter in this almost tastes like the peanut butter in that, but it's got just a little bit more hint of Reese's to it. It's just so damn good.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Go get you some.
Well, and also, I thought it was funny that you tackled your Oreo the way that I usually tackle an Oreo, and I tackled mine the way that you usually do, where I just crunched into the whole cookie. You opened yours up and went straight for the cream.
Yeah, I consumed what is essentially a double stuff because I have two cookies that I...
Brilliant, by the way.
...did not consume.
So good.
Delightful.
Fantastic. These are going to be gone by the end of the night.
Well, let's wrap it up with what's coming up for my birthday weekend.
I know, some fun stuff. Now, during the same time as the Checkers playoffs, there's going to be the Idaho Falls Parade of Homes this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 11th, 12th, and 13th. That's going to be presented by the Eastern Idaho Home Builders Association, and that link is in the post.
Get your tickets.
As realtors, this is something that we always look forward to, and it is so fun, by the way.
It really is. Fun to see the trends.
Yeah.
Just that it's got that new house smell. And if you can't make it this weekend, it's also going next weekend.
Mm-hmm. Also, this Saturday, September 13th, the Idaho Falls Symphony is going to be putting on the Symphony in the Park. This year's theme is Carnival. It's going to be at Freeman Park at 5:30 p.m. You can join them for an energetic evening of symphonic music.
And if you haven't seen the Freeman Park band shell, it's sort of at the bottom of the hill. And so that the hill there sort of lends itself to be a natural amphitheater.
Yes, right.
Right under the Vietnam Veterans Memorial thing there at the Freeman Park. So, yeah. And remember, so it's their 76th season, I want to say. This is Thomas Heuser's last season. I hope we get a conductor, a music director as good as him. We might not.
I know.
This He's may so be, great. Yeah, this may be peak Idaho Falls Symphony for a while. So yeah. I'd say go to as many symphony events.
So many changes in local leadership lately.
Right. Well, is this going to be, is this town even going to be recognizable in 2026?
Oh, who could say?
What's going on?
And then a secret third event. Mr. Mike has a certain birthday coming up on the 12th. That's this Friday. If you want to wish him a happy birthday, maybe head on to his Facebook and say something nice.
Hey, yeah, it's a public page. You're welcome to.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for watching another exciting episode of IFAF. Good hell. What is this now? 109?
Yeah, can you believe?
We're still going.
Yeah, doing our very best. Gosh darn it.
All right. Have a great week. Go get them, Tiger.
Be kind to critters.
IFAF.